Wow,
this is some really deep stuff.
I don't know what just happened, but something happened inside of me. Something snapped, something.
I wasn't expecting that either.
Sorry.
It's okay. It's all right. It's beautiful.
Monster is like really small, but it had to become that to stop me.
And then the hurt child became present when you mentioned it.
And I didn't realize this until now.
There were things that I didn't remember until now.
Funny, I haven't seen that before.
It feels like I'm the monster. I'm kind of seeing images of things. Of a world where they can exist.
This clarity brings all kinds of answers.
It's clear. She, like, hugged me and then went back to her place, I guess, in my heart.
Oh, it wants to come out. It wants the bippity boppity boop Cinderella me. Like,
she's like melted into like my chest. It's like ooey gooey.
All week been finishing things, cleaning up more. Started eating vegetables again last week. And it kind of just started happening.
It's almost like I just finished going through a meditation session.
I feel like, you know, when you hit that first joint, like in the morning, and you.
I actually feel a lot more awake.
I'd probably. I'd say I'd do three times, you know, and sometimes more. And yet, they don't. Every time I listen, I remember a bit more, but I never remember the whole lot. Mm-hmm. It's, I mean, it feels very odd and I feel very weird about it. Where I've got to is saying to myself that, the remembering part is just like, the white caps on the surface of the ocean, you know, the conscious remembering part, that that it's all gone down into the depths somewhere, and down there it's being remembered, just not right on the top where all the little waves are.
I was just thinking about, you know, what you share out loud with me is already transmuted or transcribed, translated from what you're experiencing. So, you know, you're taking your actual experience, you're transcribing it to words, and then you're trying to remember, you know, the words, or, and so it's like a lot of layers of abstraction away from your actual experience.
From the thing itself. I hadn't thought about that. I think that's true.
And in a way, it's almost like I have an advantage because I'm not in your system. I only have the words that you're telling me, and there's this kind of clear story of like, oh, this is this part and that part, but to you, they're all connected to all these other feelings and things.
Yes. It's a whole big sort of web kind of thing. Yeah, it's interesting. I'm angsting about it less. I just have, you know, said, well, this is how my system does it. It forgets the waves that were on top. They smooth out, but that's just how it happens. So, one thing that is happening, I think, is that I'm beginning to get a sort of, I don't know what you'd call it, like a bit of a bigger picture, a bit of a sort of a you know, if we're talking using this analogy of the ocean, I'm beginning to get a big picture of the nature of that ocean, you know, of its qualities as a whole, rather than as, I guess I'm talking about my system as a whole. Because listening back to some of these calls, I'm realizing I have a lot of very very strong parts, you know. You know, like you've mentioned a couple. I forget which one it was, but you said something about you were quite impressed that it could clear out a whole room of parts. Do you remember that? Was that maybe Orange Safety Mesh guy?
That one reported being able to put you to sleep.
Yeah. I just have a feeling that there's quite a number of parts who come in and can just, they're very strong. They're really strong. Mm-hmm. And that seems to be quite a characteristic of, they're very powerful. Maybe I should say powerful. Mm-hmm. And that seems to be quite a characteristic of quite a number of them, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing I'm realizing is that quite a number of them, they have a bit of an attitude, you know.
Yeah.
They can get pretty snotty on it, you know, mm-hmm. and like, show me, you know. And I just sort of think, I wonder if, I don't know, it's just something that I noticed and I, is this, kind of a theme, you know, of powerful and a bit snotty and in your face and, yeah, that's just something I noticed and was wondering about whether systems do different systems have those kind of overarching characteristics. I can't say I particularly like it, but I think it just might be the reality.
Yeah. Okay. And then there's that other side of you that loves the reality.
Yeah. That's true. I just, I feel a bit sorry for all those parts that scatter when the big stomping, strong ones come marching in.
Yeah.
And they all sort of run for cover.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's that's something that we can work on. And
yeah,
seems like part of our process.
Yeah.
Turning down the volume on the strongest ones, maybe turning up the volume on the ones that are shut out or exiled or have to scatter.
Yeah. So there was one thing I was going to tell you about. Do you know who Megan Phelps Roper is? Have you heard of her?
I don't think so.
She was, have you heard of the Westboro Baptist Church? Those people who...
No. Westboro, yes.
Yes, mm-hmm. yes, yes. Yeah. So she was born third generation into that group.
And then she got out.
And then she got out, yeah.
Yeah, I have heard of her. I was reading her story not too long ago.
Yeah, so ever since the 1980s, when some of my family got involved, it wasn't anything like the Westboro Church. It was Well, it's what the literature calls a high demand group. You know, you don't have to go and live on the compound or anything, but they do expect there's a lot of demand on your time and your money. And a lot of my family got involved with one of those groups, and I got interested in as to what the fuck was going on. So I've always been interested in that. And then I read her story, and she talks about, because leaving the group meant that she left everything that she knew. And while they did hateful and horrible things in public, internally they were actually a very loving, mm-hmm. supportive family. She felt loved and supported and was mm-hmm. close to her family. And when she left, she had to leave all that. And mm-hmm. but the most interesting thing that I found about her was she talked about leaving the group and leaving what she had absolutely and sincerely and thoroughly believed for 26 mm-hmm. years of her life. She was never forced into doing it. It was totally true for her. Mm-hmm. And coming to the realization that it wasn't true, and that she didn't actually agree with it, you know, that whole existential thing. Mm-hmm. And she talked about I mean, I've heard other people describe it as sort of like the, you know, long dark night of the soul sort of thing. Mm-hmm. But she talked about it in terms of not trusting her own brain. She had sincerely believed this. Then she, all this stuff, now she didn't. If she was right. going to believe something new, how could she trust her brain not right. to be... How would she know that this next thing that she believed wasn't true either?
Yeah, yeah.
I really latched onto that. Nothing to the same extent that what she did, but for me over the last few years, that, you know, to a much lesser mm-hmm. degree, mm-hmm. all those things have been happening to me too, and. Mm-hmm. You know, her thing about how do I know I can trust my brain? And I went, yes.
Yeah.
That's my question too.
mm-hmm.
Yep. So, yeah, it was just something that was really big in my sort of awareness and has just been sitting with me. It's really good actually. She came, in order to answer that question, she came up with 6 questions that she would interrogate herself with to know if she could trust what her brain was telling her. Mm-hmm. And they're really, really good questions, and they're about, you know, they're just about, not just, but they are about, you know, is my belief falsifiable? What evidence would yes. I accept? Okay. You know, all those kind of questions.
Yep. She used CBT.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. Yes, I guess that is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anyway, that's just sitting with, all of that is just sitting with me at the moment, because there's lots yeah. of things that I, and IFS is part of it. Not a huge part, mm-hmm. because it keeps on proving itself all the time. But it is a, you know, it's a completely alternate way of looking at people and psychology and all of that stuff yeah. than I've ever used.
I don't plan on hosting any pickets.
No. No, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And I mean, and I experience it, you know, I have the experience, the reality of it. So mm-hmm. It doesn't need as much questioning as the other things, as mm-hmm. some other things. But I just think that questioning is a healthy thing to do. You know, I think that.
Definitely.
So that's all kind of been rolling around in my brain.
Yeah. Can I just speak to what comes up for me about some of that?
Yes, please.
So the trusting my brain thing, if that is how she's phrasing it, you know, that's a, it's a, that takes the brain as a monolith, right? I have a brain and it's either trustworthy or not. So that's already pretty different from a multiplicity system.
Yeah.
But she's acknowledging that she has different thoughts and each thought needs to have its own kind of test system. And
yes.
And then the way to test thoughts. So even if you said, okay, well, we are on the same page because you're calling them thoughts, I'm calling them parts, you know, same difference.
Yeah.
But her way to test them is with a logical process of, which is, I'm not saying is invalid. It's not invalid to ask, is this true? But it's one aspect of how else we can.
Yes.
And her process is interrogating and discarding. This isn't true. Goodbye. This is true. I've tested it. It gets to stay. And ours is much more, I'm going to learn all about this and I'm more interested in the source of it as a part and understanding it as part of me versus falsifying through a logical process.
And what about the idea of doing both?
Yeah. Again, you know, I'm not anti-rational.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, use logic too.
Yeah. Because I find that, you know, I find that process quite comforting, you know, if I can get to the end of it and be clear about or clearer about some things.
For a lot of thoughts and problems, that might be the only thing needed is that process, you know, if it's a math problem, use that method. And I don't mean to like condescend or anything, but I'm saying it. Yeah. Use it where you need to use it. When there's a child inside of you crying, on the other hand, and she needs a warm blanket. I don't know how well it's going to touch that.
No, true. Very true. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure that given her, I probably shouldn't be talking about someone else like this, but given her childhood and her background and her experiences, she's going to have a few of those little ones there, I would imagine. Sure. I mean, she recognises that in terms of her sense of not being able to undo some of the hurt that she did. You know, mm-hmm. she started picketing when she was 5 years old, for heaven's sakes.
Yeah.
And her, you know, the guilt and the shame around that must be very, very, hard to deal with.
We can ask her to call in.
Yes. Wouldn't that be interesting? Oh my God, yeah. James, do
all right,
it.
Let's do that. All right. Put her on my list.
Because I think that she is very, what's the opposite of knee-jerk reaction? You know, she is
deliberate.
She's deliberate. She's mm-hmm. thoughtful. She's already mm-hmm. gone to the most difficult places possible in her life. Yeah. So she's willing to, you know, yeah.
Okay.
Cool. So I don't know where all that is going to lead me to today. But
is it time for our meditation and look around and see what comes up?
Yeah, I think so. Okay.
How many minutes?
Can we do two this time? I think I need to drop down quite a long way today.
All right, I'll set a timer.
Lovely, thank you.
Okay. So, any parts you'd like to get to know better or change your relationship with?
nothing's nothing's being very demanding.
All right.
I do have one scene in my head that has been hanging around a while. I'll do my usual starting on the outskirts and spiraling into the point. My dad was a good gardener. He loved gardening. And he told the story that the reason he liked gardening was because being out in the garden when he was a kid, being out in the garden with a spade or a rake or a hoe or some kind of tool in his hand was the safest place to be when his father came home. Because having a tool meant he might be able to defend himself. Because his father beat him up on a regular basis. Mm-hmm. And that's why he loves gardening. It's his safe place. And he, I don't know at what point in his life, but at some point in his life, he, my father, that is, you know, made the vow that he would never do what to anyone what his father had done to him, and he never did.
Mm-hmm.
And he and Mum were, you know, they campaigned against corporal punishment in schools and all of that sort of stuff. So that was the household I grew up in where any kind of violence or, you know, whatever have you to kids, but to anybody was not acceptable.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the context of this scene that I have in my head, which is... I was probably 7 or 8, something like that. And being picked up at the dinner table, we were all sitting at the dinner table, and there was always a lot of people at our dinner table, not just family, but lots of other people. Dad would bring someone home and say, "Hello, Mum, I've got 3 guests, I've got 3 people extra for dinner." And Mum would kind of run around and try and figure out how she was going to stretch everything. So it was a big dinner table and lots of discussion and lots of debate and argument and, you know, lots of ideas flying around. And I can't remember the prequel to it, but the vision I have in my head is my father bodily uplifting me from the table with me thrashing and screaming and waving my arms and kicking my legs and forcibly carrying me from the room and saying, I'm going to put you in your bedroom or in a bedroom, you know, until you calm down. Mm-hmm. And the extraordinariness of my father manhandling me, even in that, mm-hmm. even to that extent, was shocking to me. I was mm-hmm. completely shocked by it. He wasn't hurting me. He wasn't doing anything to me.
Right.
I was out of control. I have no idea why. I was out of control and I was being told that I had to be removed because that behavior wasn't acceptable, you know.
Okay.
And the biggest thing around it is the shock of my father manhandling me like that. And the two things are that, the shock of him manhandling me like that, and the huge the hugeness of my feelings, whatever they were about. I don't know what I was upset about, but
mm-hmm.
you know, coming back to this huge, strong sort of theme again.
Yeah.
And I don't know why that, I don't know why that scene has been hanging around recently, but it keeps coming back to me.
Okay.
I can see that kid thrashing and screaming and frustration. There's some level of frustration there. And a feeling of not being understood, you know, not being heard, not being seen, not being, even though I was taking up everybody's attention at that moment. And that's it's about as much as I've got, I think.
Okay. I'm just pausing just to take it in and.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not sure where it's kind of pointing me, really.
I have some hypotheses if you'd like to hear my.
Why am I not surprised, James?
I don't have to share them, but.
Yes. No. I would like you to, because I have the scene and I have the feelings and.
Yep. That's an awesome place to start.
That's
where we try to start is with the feelings and sensations, the trailheads.
Yeah. Yeah. So I would love to hear your hypotheses.
Yeah. And then normally what I'm doing after that is I'm looking out for protectors. Because I'm also looking out for exiles, but I'm kind of always looking out for exiles. And in a story like that, I'm looking out for protectors. And I think I've picked up on maybe one or two that I would probably want to run by you just to see if that checks out with you.
Yes. Let's do that.
Okay. All right. So... there was one phrase of he wasn't hurting me and he wasn't doing anything to me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That was my father.
Yeah, I'm wondering if that is a voice of a protector.
Oh, I see.
It's already decided that there isn't any hurt. This isn't a hurtful thing. And it's made a statement that he's not doing anything to me, is just the words that came out.
Because he was doing something. He was removing me from the room. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I wonder if that's a protector who's framing the story in a...
Yes. Oh, my goodness. Well spotted, sir. Anything else?
No.
Sorry, that sounded awful.
I'm only laughing because it's like, well, good thing that was a protector, because I would be out of ideas. After that, I would say, okay, well, let's see what we can learn about this younger part.
Yeah. So I'm just trying to get this a bit more concrete in my mind. So a protector that says,
he wasn't doing anything to me.
He wasn't doing anything to me. Oh my God, James.
How do you notice that in your body? The one who says that.
More than just he wasn't doing anything to me. Sorry, I'll get to the body bit in a minute. It's more than just he wasn't doing anything to me. It's also that I was the cause, you know. Mm-hmm.
Right.
I was the problem.
Mm-hmm.
I was the problem, and he wasn't doing anything to me.
Right.
Shit.
Why shit?
Because I might have to fucking go somewhere that I've been avoiding all my life.
Oh, not with me. I won't ask you to go anywhere that doesn't feel right.
Why? No, but you know. This was my scene. This is my story. So it's me doing it, not you.
We can step right back out. There's absolutely no pressure to continue with that or to go with that part versus another part.
Oh, yeah. There is a part of me saying, until you do this, you're just pissing around on the edges of things.
Okay. Can I address that part?
Yes.
I want to let it know that it's welcome. I see that it has a concern about you not pissing around on the edges of things. I appreciate its care for getting the process right and making sure that, trying to make sure that you're getting the most out of this.
Yeah.
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 And I also would just like to share my experience that I think you've gotten a lot of our conversations that have nothing to do with this. Maybe I'm making that up, but.
This part that says you've got to do it is telling me mm-hmm. that it's all about this, everything, even when it doesn't look like it. It is.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know if I believe it. I don't know if I believe it. It's got a pretty clear agenda.
Yeah. And it would surprise me. It would surprise me if your entire system revolved around one single event or thought. But I get this part thinks that, and this part says this is the most important thing ever.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
And what this part is doing, James, to just to put it out on the table there, is mm-hmm. that it's not talking about the event with my dad. Mm-hmm. It's pointing somewhere else.
It's pointing at this protector part, this reframe, or this the way that you've interpreted it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And that interpretation belongs to... not just that incident too.
How do you feel towards that part that is saying, you know, until you do this, you're pissing around the edges? How do you feel towards it right now?
Um, I appreciate its intention that it wants to get this done. I appreciate that. But I feel what do I feel? I feel vulnerable.
Yeah.
Really vulnerable.
Yeah.
Not so much the part, but towards what it's asking me to do. Or demanding that I do. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. I wonder if that's also parts, that there's kind of vulnerable parts that are saying, whoa, 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 don't push me. This is too much. This is going to be too much.
Yeah.
Yeah, and maybe we can acknowledge them and their good intentions and their feelings too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're very, they are very, what are they? They're very real, you know, they're not, they're not saying be careful for no reason.
Right. And I hear the emotion in your voice and it's all, that's sounds like a vulnerable thing.
Yeah.
They're welcome. I want to respect them and their feelings as much as any part.
Yeah. I really value those parts.
Yeah. Yeah. You could show them that. Show them how much you value them.
Yeah. I think I think they're letting me know. They're quite quiet, those parts. You know, I think they're part of that whole group of that whole section of the community that runs scattering when the great big powerful ones come in.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're part of that group. And so their voices are quite, well, not their voices, but their communication to me is quite quiet. It's quite insistent. Like they just say, no.
Yeah.
No. But they're not yelling at me. They're just saying, no.
Yeah. How would it feel to, like we talked about before, to kind of amplify their voices and go towards them and acknowledge and learn more about them?
Because that's what I was saying about, you know, like I really know about these, you know, great big stomping ones. That But the other ones are much less well known. I know them much less.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be nice to give a couple of them a bit of a voice every now and then.
Yeah. Okay. So we'll ask the one who says, pissing around the edges one, and it's saying, you have to do this. We'll ask that one for space.
Yeah. Yeah, give me a minute on that one. Oh, huge skepticism. That part doesn't like the idea very much at all.
More of the same. It thinks that's just avoiding.
Yeah.
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 Mm-hmm.
It's just going wallowing somewhere is what it's saying. You're just going to go and wallow.
Okay. Yeah.
In self-pity or something. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We can look out for that. We can.
Yeah.
We can look out for wallowing.
Yeah.
I mean, in a way, I think that, you know, this part has said, this is so important. Everything's about this. And in a way, we're kind of respecting it and saying, okay, well, here's these other parts that also have thoughts about it. And so if it's so important,
let's
check in with these other parts that, that have thoughts about it too.
Yeah. Just give me a moment here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's good. That's the go in their part and deal with it is acknowledging that this could be a way of getting done what it wants us to get done. It's not its way of doing it.
Mm-hmm.
But he'll be interested to see if it does work or not. He's curious. That's what he is. He's curious to see if it works.
I imagine his way has been tried, and these vulnerable parts come up and say, and throw up their defenses, and then
Yes, he's never actually achieved it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's getting a bit snotty on it. He's saying, "Don't rub it in."
Sorry, I was trying to empathize.
I know. They're just snotty parts, James. They just bring an attitude, you know?
It's welcome here.
Thank you. Yeah, he's sitting down. He's relaxing back. Yeah.
Cool. So I'll let you go and... Uh-huh. You said he's watching?
Yeah, he's paying attention. Great. He's watching.
Great. So the scattering parts.
Yeah. Are kind of looking around and kind of saying, what's going on? What do I do? The light is shining on me. What?
Yeah. And they don't have to do anything.
Yeah.
Can ask them to notice you.
Yeah, that's a bit odd for them as well. But not unwelcome.
And how are you feeling towards them?
I'm feeling quite... I'm very aware of going slowly and of not, you know, that I need to not... I need to crouch down and be small and on their level.
Yeah.
There's a few of them, apparently. Huh. Yeah, there's a little group of them who say, no, don't go there, mm-hmm. don't go there. So I'm very aware of being quiet and gentle and slow.
Nice.
Mm. So I'm sitting, I was going to say shrinking myself up. That's not really what I'm doing. But I'm adjusting myself to them, if that's mm-hmm. maybe a better way of putting it.
Getting on their level.
Yeah. Yeah. Matching my energy to theirs.
How did they like that?
Yeah, they liked it a lot. It's not... hasn't happened before, I don't think. They're certainly not. They're kind of feeling it out. It feels like it's very new to them, and they're kind of checking it out. Sort of lifting up the edges of things to check that there's not a surprise that's going to jump out and scare them, you know.
And do you feel confident about that space you've created? That
I'm just letting them explore, actually, is what I'm doing. They need to explore and to check it out and to have a few little experiences of seeing something that they go, don't know about that, and then being brave enough to check it out, and I don't even know what it is, but, you know, check it out and find that it's okay, that it's not going to scare them or jump out at them. Or,
sounds like they're checking out the space.
Yeah. And the space is kind of me. They're checking out me in the space. And
seeing if it's safe.
Yeah, totally. Because they're really good at running for cover.
They're really used to bigger, louder parts.
Yes.
With their demands.
Yes. So I'm just... I'm just being very non... non-demanding and non...
You're being very attentive and seeing what they need and kind of providing it without having to...
Yes.
It just feels like kind of automatic.
Yeah. Although, you know what? I'm kind of seeing myself do it a bit.
Seeing yourself do...
Seeing myself be in this room in this quiet way. I think maybe it's not me. It comes and goes.
Let's see. Let's do a self check with some with some C words. Let's see how you feel towards these scattering, vulnerable parts.
How I feel,
curious?
No, that's a bit too strong a feeling for them. That's a bit intrusive to be curious about them.
Well, that sounds compassionate of you.
Yes, I do feel that, yes.
And, you know, curious can be a state that you are. It doesn't mean you have to be asking questions.
Yes, good point.
So let me ask that one again. Do you feel curious?
Yes, it's why I'm here. I'm not putting it out on the table, but it's here.
Do you feel connected to them?
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, I think so. How about creative? Do you feel at all creative?
That's a bit more elusive.
Yeah, that one's just a bonus point anyway.
Yeah. I think it might be there.
How about confident?
Confident. Yeah.
And calm?
Yeah. I feel confident in the way that an adult feels confident around children.
Children who it cares about. And
yeah, you know, yeah. And I'm confident that I kind of know what's going on. They don't need to know. I know, but I know.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Calm, definitely.
And we could make note or notify that pushier part that we're not wallowing.
Huh.
That's what it was worried about.
Yes. And no, we're not wallowing.
Mm-mm.
We're being with.
not present.
Not present, yes. Being present. Not
more bonuses. Yeah. That's one of the five P's if you're into the P's and the C's.
Oh my God, there are P's.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh God. It's fine. Yes. No, we're not wallowing. I'm absolutely not wallowing. And that part, whatever we called it, I can't remember, is nodding and saying, yeah, I can see you're not following. Yeah.
Okay. Are you still concerned that there's some self-like part that's trying to get between you and these parts?
Just a tad, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, just a tad. It keeps appearing.
Maybe you can invite it also to notice you.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah, I'm telling it that I appreciate what it's, you know, what it's about and why it's there. Mm-hmm. But I've got this.
Yep.
I'll need to spend a moment here because it's quite insistent. It's very insistent.
What's it insisting on? Its own being, conducting?
Being there.
Yeah. It doesn't trust doing that you.
No, not quite.
I wonder how old it thinks you are.
The self-like part?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Self-like part. How old does it? Oh, yeah, it thinks I'm quite young. Yeah. I don't have an age, but under 10.
Okay.
Childlike.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yes, it does. What does that mean?
It means, I mean, you can ask it, but probably means that when you were under 10, you developed, or this part activated, that had some self qualities, and it knew how to manage other parts or to care for them in some ways.
Manage situations, maybe, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Probably did a pretty good job.
Yeah, I think it did. I think it's quite, I think it did.
I wonder if it's also kind of the one that when you are feeling overwhelmed with sadness or something, that it can kind of help flip the switch. Say, okay, things are fine now. Kind of has that fairy dust of like, yeah. Here.
Yeah.
All better. Part of,
Yeah. It's part of that. It's part of that process for sure.
Yep.
I think there's a bunch of them.
Yeah.
You know, that all that work that it all arrived at the same time, and it's
try to restore some order and make the appearance of I'm fine.
Yes.
I'm fine.
Yeah. Definitely. Yeah. I think there's a bunch of them that have to all work together to make that happen.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah, so you can just acknowledge that to this part. And in connection with the fact that it thinks you're under 10, that probably made a lot of sense when you were under 10.
Yeah. I'm letting it know my age. It is completely flabbergasted. Oh. Yeah, it's just... doesn't even know what to do with that. Taken aback by it. You know, that's like... everything's been turned upside down with that, knowing that. Doesn't quite know what to do with it all.
Yeah, well, you can... you know, show it the upsides of all of that.
Yeah. What I'm saying is that I realize it's a big shock. But what it means is that it can go and have a little rest if it wants to.
Mm-hmm.
That's considering that.
And that if it has concerns about parts that are under the age of 10, you could also let it know that that's on our radar.
Yeah. Still pretty reluctant, but
is there more it wants for you to know about itself? Does it have specific concerns about certain parts or certain interactions?
No, it's just concerned about me. It still doesn't quite trust me. So I'm saying, well, that's fair enough. it didn't know that I was this age and that I was not under 10 anymore. And I'm kind of inviting it to say, I'm inviting it to, you know, go and be over there with the observer group. There's at least another person over there observing. Maybe they can compare notes. Just give me a little chance. Just give me a wee chance.
That's what you're saying to it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's going okay.
I was going to suggest just asking it what it might need from you to trust you. But if it's agreed to step back, then...
Yeah.
You know?
It's kind of saying it needs to see. It needs to...
Yeah. I think that's awesome.
It needs the proof. Mm-hmm. Needs the data. Needs the spot on the grave.
I mean, I think that says a lot about the trust that you've earned in the system.
Yeah. I think this is the first time I'm realizing that that's true. Which is nice. It's really nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
Back to vulnerable parts?
Yes.
Okay. Now you could invite them to notice you again, see if they see more.
Yeah, they're getting sort of silly and giggly and... Mm-hmm. You know, initially they were being tentative and checking out the space and me and all of that, and now they're feeling a bit more reassured, so they're getting kind of silly and giggly.
Yeah, and they had good reason to, because there were still other parts trying to
manage. Right. Yeah. Yeah, they're feeling more free to sort of... jump around a bit and be a bit silly. Quite entertaining. I don't know what game it is they're playing. They're making up some sort of game. I don't really understand it. They keep changing the rules. But they're having fun.
Nice.
This is nice.
Do they want to tell you anything about themselves or their, what it's been like for them?
They're not hugely aware of me yet.
Mm-hmm.
They're kind of aware that there's something here, but they're more interested in... they're more interested in them experiencing their own. They feel a little bit freer than they have, and
mm-hmm.
they're kind of just enjoying getting to know what that feels like.
Yeah.
You know, the giggling and the being silly and the running around and the jumping in the...
Yeah, they're feeling unburdened.
Yeah. And my sense is that they just need some time to do that before
That's awesome.
Watching little ones play without...
constraints, rules.
Yeah. And it just being instantaneous, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever pops up, they do.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lovely.
Yeah. And if that's their nature.
Yes. Yeah.
If that's their nature, then of course when some part comes in and says, here's the rule, we got to go here's how we're going to do IFS today. Yes. And they're just like, all right, game's over, run away.
Yeah, they freeze a little bit at that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the thing that's nice is that, that's really nice, is that they are completely spontaneous and, you know, mm-hmm. all of that, because they don't have to worry about the safety, you know, like I'm taking care of the space and making it safe. So that means that they can be, I can just enjoy watching them because, you know, I know they're all safe. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. They're beginning to, beginning to get a little tired. You know, they haven't, they're not used to expending all this energy like this. They're looking to find quieter games to play.
Yeah.
They kind of, before they were just in touch with their own little urges and instincts and just going, woo-hoo, woo-hoo. And now they're beginning to see, they're paying a little bit more attention to each other and kind of going, ooh, look at you. And like, look at my hand and look at your hand and look at my hair and look at your hair. And yeah, they're relating to each other a bit more.
Yep. Relating more and more to their environments and their relationships.
Yeah. They're making sense of it all. And yeah, they're good. They're all good. I don't know how many there are. It might only be two or three of them. I thought there was like a dozen, but maybe not quite that many.
They have the energy of a dozen.
Yes. Yeah. They fill up the space like a dozen kids.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, they're beginning to want to make dens, you know, getting blankets and pillows and
nice.
Yeah. Making little cubby houses and dens and
for they bedtime stories.
Yes. They're wriggly though. Man alive, they're wriggly. Yeah, they're settling down quite a bit. And snuggling down into small, they like creating a small space, you know, where they can cuddle down and and every so often they'll poke that, they made it so they can pull back a part of the blanket and peek out and go and giggle and then close it and go back inside again. They like that a lot.
Have they become aware of you?
They're opening it up just to check that I'm still there. And then they smart giggle at me and go back inside again. They're getting quite tired. Sleepy. Oh, checking on me again. I'm not allowed to go.
So they really like this space.
Yeah.
With you there and with other parts not there.
Yes, totally. It's their space. It's
a good setup.
Yeah. Yeah. And now they are babbling at each other. I think they're trying to tell stories to each other. They're not. I don't understand any of it. But they're kind of taking turns and just going, blah, 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 blah. It makes total sense to them. And then, you know, their hands are gesturing and they're telling each other stories.
They don't seem very demanding of you.
They do seem demanding?
They do not.
No, they do not. No, they're not demanding. They check that I'm there. They want right. me to be there, but no, they're not being demanding of me at all. They are mm-hmm. finding what they need in each other.
Uh-huh.
I don't need to, you know, there's very few, very little stuff I've had to provide. A few blankets right. and some pillows and
right.
chairs to sling them over. But other than that, they're quite, they're being quite creative.
Yeah.
In their play with very little, needing very little.
So I'm assuming. Well, the reason I was pointing it out was, you know, when I'm thinking about, okay, how, you know, what do they need from you? How do we get back here? Those kind of questions. When I'm future thinking, then it maybe the answer is no, they don't need much. They just need this space and presence.
Yes, that's definitely what they need.
Mm-hmm.
That's their expectation. That's what they want reassurance about.
Mm-hmm. And that's the only way that they feel like they can be themselves.
Yes, totally.
And be a positive, joyful part of the system.
Yep.
Their nature as little creative, joyful things.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Great.
And they're super entertaining to watch, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not why they're doing it. They're not that showy. They're not the little
right,
kid
right,
showing
right.
off. They're just being themselves, but it's, yeah, it's pretty cool. It's pretty cool.
So I don't want to hurry you along, but I can suggest, you know, what some next steps if you're interested.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. I think so. Cause I don't know quite where I'm going really.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that'd be good.
So you might check back in with the self-like part and the pushier one who wanted to hurry up and
yeah.
get to this other stuff.
Yeah. They're still over there on the side. They're still mm-hmm. observing, taking notes.
Yeah, what do they think?
Well, they think that it's quite sweet and cute. I don't see anything wrong with it. They're just not sure where it's leading. You know?
Mm-hmm.
But they're not saying that we shouldn't have been making the space and that these little ones shouldn't... be having playtime. They're just not quite sure where it's going.
Yeah.
So they're willing to
trust that.
They're happy. Yeah. They're happy enough to wait and see.
And again, it could just be as simple as, well, we were going to one place and then these parts came up and you gave them what they needed. And that's the process in a nutshell is.
Yeah.
You target a part and when parts come up to have something to say about it, you attend to them.
Yeah. Can you take me back to the start? Because I've lost.
I can.
Can you?
Yes.
For that. I forget what mm-hmm. happened. Yeah.
Okay. So, rewinding. Your dad was a really good gardener.
Yes. Wow. That's, yeah. Because that was the safe place to be. Yeah.
And he was anti-corporal punishment to kids and anyone.
Yeah.
And then when you were around 7 or 8, you were picked up at the dinner table.
And removed, yeah.
And removed and told to go to your bedroom to calm yeah. down.
Yeah.
And that was shocking.
Yeah.
And there was huge feelings. And you felt, or that child felt, not understood or seen or heard.
Yeah. The only thing that was seen was the anger and the bad behavior.
Mm-hmm. And, yeah. mm-hmm. and then?
Yeah, then what happened?
And then James said, I don't know, that sounds like an exile to me. I wonder if there's any protectors.
Ah. That's right.
Yeah.
And then things got a little bit messy and a bit emotional, didn't they?
Yeah. Do you want me to keep telling the story?
Yes.
As I recall yes. it? Okay.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
I'm just picking up on the bits that have stuck with me.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So then I mentioned what sounded like the voice of a protector who said he wasn't hurting me and he wasn't doing anything to me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what brought the messiness, wasn't it? Was that
yes.
what brought the
messiness? Well, we were speculating, I believe, that, you know, the idea that he wasn't doing anything was a voice of a protector.
Yes.
And that felt right. and that felt big and insightful or big, right, yeah. to you?
Yeah, yeah, that connected
and then,
to 100%. Yeah.
Yeah, and then a part came in and said, that's where we're going. No pissing around the edges. This explains
that's
everything.
Right.
This explains yes, my yes, everything yes. in the entire universe. In we go, right?
Yes. Yes. Ah, yes. Uh-huh. Got it. Uh-huh. Yep. Yeah. And that's the one we asked to go and observe for a while.
And it's yeah. been so patient and so compromising and
yeah.
trusting.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you know, and secretly, James, secretly, yeah. it's quite enjoying the little kids.
Yeah,
it's not gonna let us.
Of course.
You know, it's not showing that, but secretly, it does.
Yeah. Yeah, and we amplified their voices.
Yes. Wow.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, everybody's doing all right. Sounds like.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We didn't do any wallowing. We didn't do any forgetting, no. or at least I haven't. I mean, I got my notes here, and we're both going to yeah. listen back to this call before our next conversation and get
yes.
all
yeah.
remembered.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The phrase that came into my head was, we've painted a different picture, which seems rather an inadequate description of what's happened. But That's
yeah.
That's kind of what's happened. We painted a different picture. And people and have all got different positions in the picture now. They've all moved around a bit and changed their relationships with each other and And I'm just looking on going, look at me.
Yes, look at you.
Just quietly.
Wonderful work.
I'm not doing
okay,
it too much.
I won't tell anybody.
It's very nice.
Yeah. Yeah. So
there's been some other spaces that have been nice too, haven't they? I've forgotten what they are now, but this feeling is getting a little bit familiar.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you've also distinguished this feeling from the one that felt much like it, from a self-like part.
Yeah.
That was creating something similar, but not quite.
It was creating something similar, but it was more prescriptive, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It was
kind of channeling the parts into.
Yeah.
Scared parts go over here.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. It had a little plan. It had a little recipe. It had a little pattern. You know, it had something that it was going to make happen.
Mm-hmm.
a predetermined sort of thing. Yeah.
Right. Yep. This is how we get the scared parts to chill out.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. Whereas what happened, what I did was just more like just settle in here and
do what you do.
Just be, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Great work. Looking forward to doing it again.
Yeah, totally.
I'm guessing we don't have any more scheduled, but I'll find a time sometime.
Do you want to help bring more self-energy to the world? If you'd like to participate in calls or help out with this project in any way, I'd love to hear your ideas. Join the Discord server or contact me at james@liveifs.com. A huge thanks to our audio engineer, Yvonne, for your care and diligence in editing the calls. To every caller, for your courage in sharing some of your parts. And to anyone out there getting to know their internal system, keep going. Who knows? That might be the most selfless, helpful thing you can do for others, and you're the only one who can do it. If you'd like to see us reach the largest audience, we must please the almighty suggestion algorithms at iTunes and YouTube. And they don't care about the power of IFS. They're looking for likes and shares and comments, and the sooner the better. Follow the links in the show notes right here in your podcast player to make your wishes known. And now, a minute of meditation. Or if you prefer, pull over. You can do it in 60 seconds. Just click one of those links. They're right there. And give us a like or a 5-star rating. It would really help. If you think this project is helping people, you're helping people by sharing it. Thank you.